This is the Elevate Podcast, where trial lawyers learn, share, and grow. Let's talk about how we can elevate our trial practices, law firms, and lives. And now, here are your hosts, coming to you from coast to coast, trial lawyers Ben Gideon and Rahul Ravipudi.
Welcome to this special sponsorship bonus episode of the Elevate Podcast. I'm Ben Gideon.
And I'm Rahul Ravipudi.
So today we're going to talk to our good friends, Tyler and Micah from Hype Legal. Tyler and Micah have been sponsors of our show from the very beginning. Not only have they sponsored the show, but they've actually developed all the graphics, the website, the interface that goes along with our show, which is all really terrific. So welcome, guys, to our show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah, great to be here.
So can we just start out and tell us about your company? What's Hype Legal and what do you guys do?
So we're a digital marketing company specializing specifically with law firms. So we work directly with law firms on a more of a boutique level. So we try to sort of restrict the number of clients we have, definitely only working with one law firm per state. And, you know, we handle a variety of different types of marketing services for law firms, website design, SEO services, pay-per-click management, pretty much anything you would need on the digital side of a marketing. And we handle print as well. So, you know, any type of collateral materials, print media, advertising, anything like that.
I know from my own personal experience, working closely with Tyler for the better part of maybe it was a decade or so when you were at High Impact, but you guys come to this having worked with trial lawyers for years and helping them put together, win their trials and cases. So you understand the business, not just from the marketing side, but from the trial side too, right? How does that impact how you look at the digital marketing stuff that you're doing?
I think it just helps having been in the sandbox for so long. So as you said, Micah had spent about 17 years with High Impact, and I had spent about 10 years there. We handled, mostly Micah for High Impact, handled all of their marketing and their, you know, website design and branding as well. So having had been in that sandbox for as long as we were, working with people like yourself, we just got a good feel for, you know, just kind of the lingo and the deadlines and just kind of the general flow of this world, which is pretty unique, as you guys know. So we were able to use that, I feel like, as kind of a jumping off point for Hype and integrate a lot of the things that we've learned from High Impact. And like you had mentioned, having existing relationships is great. I'll just reiterate what Micah said about the boutique nature. We're all about like being very hands-on with a small number of people, most of which we've had long-standing relationships with from High Impact. So it's translated well.
Just to add to that a little bit, I started at High Impact in like 2005, I believe. And, you know, the industry was much different than back then, and especially in terms of marketing, just the way conventions worked and things like that. I mean, it's changed so much over the last 20 years, I suppose. Handling the marketing side of things for that long, you know, I really did get to see what works, what doesn't work in this industry. And also, you know, Tyler especially, you know, we both worked in sales as well. So working with you guys, I know I started working with Panache and Boyle, you know, way back when, getting to see the different types of cases that come in on a daily basis, we became very understood what people are coming to you guys for, right? So what types of cases are coming in, whether it be a, you know, simple like personal injury case or complicated medical malpractice case. Tyler and I became very knowledgeable about all of those, which translated really well over to the marketing side of things, which really, for us, it's really just about connecting law firms with good quality clients. So having that knowledge has really helped us kind of kick things off.
What are some of the things that work and don't work from your perspective in marketing?
It's tough, right? Because I think it depends on the firm. It depends on what what each firm is specializing in. As you know, there's law firms that handle cases on a volume basis. They want all those small neck injury cases from auto accidents. And then we have clients that, you know, may specialize in like birth injury cases. So you're looking for that one case maybe per year, that you don't want all those small cases. You just want that one needle in the haystack case to come in. So the marketing strategy for both of those two examples is much different. And we determine, you know, what's going to work best. There's a lot of trial and error that might be allocating resources to organic or SEO type services, or it may make sense to put together pay-per-click campaigns to, you know, get that traffic in. It really does. It depends on the client, you know, what their goals are, really.
Yeah. I think that's probably the best answer you could give is it depends on the firm. So I think it's easier to, or more productive, if you will, to talk about what works rather than what doesn't. And I think the best answer is it's up to that firm, right? So we like to find out, a lot of firms say they do A, B, and C, X, Y, and Z, but they generally lean towards, whether officially or unofficially, like a certain type of case, right? So kind of uncovering that and building campaigns around that works well. And then also we try to just set ourselves apart, and by ourselves, I mean the clients that we partner with, from everybody else. So if you were to get on a dozen law firm websites, quite a few of them would probably look fairly similar and kind of convey the same thing. We try to kind of set ourselves apart from that. Of course, there's, you know, certain things that need to be a part of every website, right? But just bringing kind of a unique approach in terms of design is one of our things. And then also kind of conveying, you know, who you guys are as people, I think is huge. It's one thing to say, hey, I'm a great lawyer. These are all my, you know, verdicts and settlements, and this is my team. But to also kind of convey who you guys are as human beings, whether that's done with, you know, blog posts or, you know, social media stuff, I think is a really nice kind of addition to the equation. So just figuring out what's unique for each firm and kind of running with that and trying to be a little bit different than what everybody else is doing.
I could say one of the biggest challenges is definitely like honing in on those specific cases. So again, if we have a medical malpractice client, he doesn't want any personal injury cases. He just wants medical malpractice. It's pretty difficult to prevent certain types of leads coming in. You know, there's a lot that goes into kind of doing our best to filter it out, to really hone in on that target client for each specific law firm. That's probably our biggest challenge, but, you know, there's a lot of different ways we're able to do that.
What do you think is the sort of cutting edge stuff in search engine optimization? It seems like that's always changing. What's driving search engine rankings? Do you have any insight into what's happening with that right now?
It's always changing, right? We talked about challenges. That's, you know, probably for any SEO company, that's going to be one of their biggest challenges. Is, you know, Google might drop a update tomorrow that really changes everything. But you know, you're seeing things, you're hearing things about AdWords, so paid advertising not being as big as like organic search these days. You have a lot of new services out there, like local service ads, which, you know, there's a lot of debate whether that is a good use of money or not. But we always try to say with our clients is you have to really attack it at all angles. So we might have a client ask us like, well, should I put our money into paid advertising or SEO or organic search? And our answer always is you really should do both. And what we do at Hype is we try to, over our, you know, the length of time that we're working with the client, we'll determine based on analytics where that money should be allocated more or less, you know, and that changes every month just based on what we're seeing works and what doesn't.
I would just add to that too, Ben. I don't think it's any secret, but I think it's also worth mentioning is kind of mobile optimization. We found, depending on what set of data you're looking at, who you're asking, anywhere from, I'd say 60% is probably a good safe bet, even upwards of 80% of traffic and search for law firms are done on phones. So we make sure that everything we do is, you know, seamless from desktop to tablet to mobile phone, which is an effort in and of itself. Keeping track of that, making sure everything looks and works just as good, if not even better, on a phone is super, super important. So like I said, I don't think that's a big secret, but we don't like charge extra for a mobile site, if you will. It's just, it's part of the game, and it's everything is optimized for mobile devices across the board.
There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes on for mobile, especially. Google released in the last couple of years their Web Core Vitals update, which basically rewards sites that have good Web Core Vitals and penalizes sites that have bad. So there's a lot of advantages to making sure that, you know, websites are designed in a way that is really feeding the content to the user fast. And at the end of the day, that's Google's goal. That's all they're trying to do, is they're trying to give the best experience to the end user, which makes sense, right? Exact same with search. They're just trying to make sure that when someone searches for a personal injury lawyer, they're getting the best options possible. So whether that be a quick site or relevant to their search, they're going to always try to give that user the results that they're looking for.
One thing I always appreciated about the work you guys did, even back at High Impact, for the company itself, was that the marketing was very clean. The aesthetics were very simple and clean and easy to identify. One criticism I've had of lawyer websites, maybe our own website suffers from this, but there's a lot of lawyer websites look like they were designed like in the 80s, you know. They're kind of stale, whereas if you look at a newer kind of tech-based company, they have a much cleaner aesthetic. And I think you guys bring that. If you look at our podcast site, I think it is very clean and simple and easy to understand and navigate. But do you have an overriding sort of philosophy in terms of the aesthetic, making that individual, or do you bring to the table kind of a philosophy that of what it should be for the lawyers?
I mean, for me especially, you know, that was one of the biggest reasons I wanted to start this company. My background's in graphic design. I went to school for graphic design at High Impact. Tyler could tell you, I obsessed over our brand, how it looked, and you know, every piece of marketing that went out there. I wanted making sure that reflected sort of our status in the visual media industry. So yeah, so just again, like over the years of working with law firms across the country, we see those sites, right? I jump on websites and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this very successful, reputable law firm has this website that does not reflect at all the type of firm that they are. So, you know, getting with Tyler, I'm like, I know that we can do this. Like, I really wanted to make sure that with our company that we're putting in that extra time and effort into the way that every site looks. One thing that we pride ourselves on is making sure that we build every site from the ground up. So every site's custom for us. We don't use templates at all. The last thing that we want to do is to have your site look like someone else's. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is, if the clients are shopping, right? So if I'm looking for a medical malpractice lawyer, I'm likely looking at a few different law firms at least. If I'm doing an internet search and looking at law firms on the web, we want to make sure that your site sticks in their minds, stands out, so that when they're done searching, they can say, okay, these guys are professional. They know what they're doing. They spend time and energy on making sure that their site looks great. That's our goal. Aesthetics is paramount at Hype. All the technical stuff comes with it, of course. All the, you know, making sure your site's fast and SEO optimized and all that. But at the end of the day, aesthetics is paramount for sure.
I would just say too, to answer the question, yeah, the answer is yes, Ben, absolutely. We do strongly consider that, as Micah mentioned. It's also kind of worth mentioning, there's some companies that do a really good job, you know, on the marketing side of things, but maybe not so strong on the design or aesthetic side of things, and vice versa. There's companies that can maybe design a really fancy, if you will, you know, beautiful website, but it doesn't, you know, necessarily perform on the search and intake side of things, right? So our sauce, if you will, is we bridge that gap. We like to believe, do believe that, you know, we bring kind of a unique contribution in terms of design, and then the performance is there as well. And then maybe one direct answer I could give you is I would say less is more, right, with the website. So you mentioned that a lot of people have kind of cluttered a lot of information, sort of like the conversation with High Impact with the visuals or with the animation. Like, what are we really trying to say here, right? Like what do you want people to take away from this illustration or this, you know, set of slides or this animation? What do you want people to take away from your website, from this particular page, from your brand, right? So we're really big on white space or dead space. You know, we'll get that comment. Well, how come there's so much room on the page? Like, why can't we just put, you know, like two blogs of text there? Because that's going to take away from the text that's there now, which is really what we're focusing on, right? So there's always considerations in terms of what it means for the end user in terms of design.
Yeah, and it definitely is a balance too, because you do have to sort of balance the technical components, you know, with the design. You might want like a full screen video running in the background of your page. It might look great, but it also might slow your site down so much that you're not showing up on searches anyways. So there definitely is a balance there. It's a challenge for sure, but you know, we try our best to do that.
How important do you think video is now? Yes, there's companies that now specialize in doing these sort of movie style law firm videos, and they charge a lot of money for that, and they market that as being very important. I don't know the answer to this, but where do you see video? How important do you think video is these days for marketing?
The more video, the better. I always say it's worth your investment in video. Absolutely. Not only for your site, there's so much you can do with it across social media campaigns, email marketing. You can create small clips from videos for just about anything. And it honestly does, it makes your site more, we call it sticky, which just means that people are going to spend more time on your site. And honestly, as you can imagine, people like watching video versus reading something. It's always going to help. And plus, we did a focus group on what potential clients want to see when they go to a law firm website. And overwhelmingly, what we found is that they want to see the people they are working with. They want to see you guys, which makes sense, right? It's a very personal thing when they come to you guys with a personal injury or medical malpractice case. They want to see the people that they're working with. So video is a great way of really introducing yourself to potential clients, whether it be like a company overview video or bio videos for each individual attorney in your practice. Yes, the more video you can have, the better. I can't recommend it more.
Do you guys produce videos yourself, or do you work with third parties that do that?
Yeah, we don't do it ourselves. It's not something we specialize in by any means. We've worked with a handful of companies across the country, some better than others, of course. What we like to do is we like to recommend certain companies based on a client's price point, because like you said, you know, you can spend a lot of money on this stuff. In some instances, you really do get what you pay for.
Which states are you currently working with law firms in? Or is the better way to ask it, which states are you not working with law firms in?
Probably the first one. So like Mike had mentioned, we are small by design. And with that being said, are just kind of getting into our second year of doing this formally. The list of states that we are in is definitely smaller than the ones that we are not in. So we are in Colorado, Illinois, New York, and jump in, Micah, if you need to, Connecticut.
Ohio, Florida, Wyoming, New Mexico.
I think that's it.
What we like to do, and you know, we talked about this a bit earlier, is we really do lock down states, right? So if I've got a medical malpractice attorney in Ohio, for example, I'm not working with anyone else in Ohio that specializes in medical malpractice. It just doesn't make sense for us to do all this work for one firm and basically compete with ourselves, putting two clients up against one another. We don't want to do that. So, you know, for us, our goal is really to get a good client in each state and work with that client exclusively.
If you get on your website, you have some case studies and examples of firms that you're working with now or have worked with. So you can check out your work. Great way to see sort of some what some of the end results look like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hypelegal.com. We try our best to get, you know, our new stuff up there when we can. We've got a lot in the design phase right now. Excited to get some new sites up here in the next couple of weeks. So yeah.
What is in the future for you guys? We talked about SEO, but just generally in terms of the landscape for marketing, what's coming next that we should be ready for? The metaverse?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think Google's going anywhere anytime soon. There definitely is, you know, as we just talked about, there's a push towards video. You guys know how popular, you know, like TikTok is now. And there's a lot of advertising that goes with that. I know law firms are advertising on TikTok. So there's a lot with social media these days and likely in the coming years. That's just going to keep going up. Same with video. So a lot with YouTube and a lot of advertising around that as well. You know, those are just examples of the great thing about social media really in the advertising world is for the most part, it's free. It's free advertising. You know, you just have to put the legwork in to do it. Of course, you can do paid ads on it as well. You know, it is something that is available to anyone for no cost. So there's no reason not to do it. It's just, you know, you just have to have the time and energy, I suppose, to get it done.
Yeah, I would just say like maybe more of the same thing. You know, of course, with Google's algorithms and everything changing, just kind of staying ahead of the ball is important. But as Mike had mentioned, and I think you did too, Ben, there's a lot of very, very successful, great lawyers and law firms out there, frankly, that Mike and I have worked with, you know, numerous times over the years. Just really, really like could not recommend them more as lawyers. But their brand is just candidly, you know, suffering, right? And I get it. I mean, they're lawyers. They're not marketers. So we just see a great opportunity as people continue to realize that, you know, websites and, you know, public facing collateral and material is important and is becoming more important. I mean, you know, 15, 20 years ago, everything was word of mouth, maybe a couple of billboards. I mean, now it's just internet, you know? So we just feel that we're in a good position to be in this market and this space, and we bring a lot to the table and are looking forward to getting a few more tables to do that with.
Yeah, that's great. I should say my favorite part of working with Tyler in the past was that you took me fly fishing for the day out in Colorado, and you're an excellent marketer and salesperson, but I think your real calling is fishing. I mean, this guy really knows his stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely a passion of mine. Grew up fishing, and that kind of carried over here to Colorado. Been in Colorado for about 13 years. It's something I do a lot of. It's my zen place. You know, there's nothing like being out on a river and trying to find fish. You know, it's super relaxing. And yeah, I think you were out for a conference or a meeting or something, and we had the chance to go down to a place called Cheeseman Canyon and caught a few trout. So yeah, something I love to do. And the more clients and friends that I can work with that fish, the better, because that's a great thing to do. I know you fish, you have a boat, you know, we've been talking about kind of connecting again. Sure, we will at some point. But yeah, all about the fly fishing.
Yeah, and the invitation is open to any of you to come to Maine and do some fishing here. I did actually get a new boat because my old motor died last year. And it turns out you can't buy a motor even if you want one now. So the only way to get a motor is to get a boat that's attached to a motor. So love to have you to Maine. And the stripers are running right now, so we can do that. And definitely some good fly fishing here as well. Anyway, it was great to have you guys on today. And we really appreciate all your support from the beginning of our show all the way through the present, and look forward to our relationship going forward.
Yeah, likewise. Great being here. Thanks for your time. And keep kicking ass with the podcast, and we'll keep growing the site.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity you guys gave us as well. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for all your support.
Thanks a lot.
For more information about today's guests and the topics discussed on the show, please visit our website at www.elevate.net. That's ELAWBATE.net, where you'll find guest profiles and show notes, and you can continue the conversation by joining our Facebook group. And if you enjoyed today's show, we hope that you'll subscribe and consider giving us a 5-star review. So for now, keep on working to elevate your trial law practice, and we'll see you back again soon.